intervention to protect the Syrian people. Do you mean actual Qatari ground forces going in to fight the Syrian army, or are you referring to just more arms for the rebels? Because Hezbollah, Syrian government voices have already threatened Doha with retaliation were you to get involved militarily.
Well, what I meant is the friend of Syria, the core group friend of Syria, will do whatever necessary to protect the Syrian people. This is what I meant exactly.
Well, what does it? What does that mean exactly?
With all means to support the Syrian.
So would you consider Qatari forces going in?
No, this is out of question to have a soldier's foot on the ground. And I think the Syrian people does not want any one of us to be on the ground.
They can liberate Qatari airstrikes?
No, no, they can liberate their country themselves.
You talk about supporting groups within Syria, the people of Syria, to fight. Many people believe that in doing so, you've also funded a lot of militant groups in Syria, such as ISIL and Jabhat al-Nusra. Germany's international development minister said publicly last year that you have to ask who is arming, who is financing ISIL. The key word there is Qatar. US Vice President Joe Biden has said Gulf countries were, quote, so determined to take down Assad that they, quote, pour hundreds of millions of dollars and thousands of tons of weapons into the hands of al-Nusra and al-Qaeda.
This is not a true or not an not a true statement. If you want to know who is supporting ISIL, then you have to focus on the regime itself. The regime is the one who been acting as a magnetic to have ISIL in Syria, and we are in an ally coalition against the terrorists in Syria, and we are with.
So the U.S. Vice President doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, we are it. We are with the United States in a coalition.
But against the Vice President said Gulf countries poured money and weapons into the hands of Jabhat al-Nusra.
No, no, he didn't mention Qatar. I mean, my capacity here, I can speak about Qatar.
So other Gulf countries may have done so.
No. I can tell you that we consider ISIL and Jabhat al-Nusra are.
And the German minister who said Qatar is behind. Financing ISIL?
I think we have received an apology from the German government about what their minister have saying, you know.
Okay, well, look, you
they
say...
They consider this an individual statement and does not belong to the government.
So, put aside the German minister and the US vice president, you say you have nothing to do with ISIL or Jabhat al-Nusra, but you have said you're working with Ahrar al-Sham. In fact, you've said Ahrar al-Sham are one of the honorable rebel groups in Syria, despite the fact that this is a hardline group which has rejected democracy, which shares its commanders with al-Qaeda in Syria, shares the same, quote, end goal as ISIL, a so-called Islamic State, and which has been accused of war crimes by Human Rights Watch, of gunning down children, of hostage-taking. You have no problems working with a group
You are evaluating them as such?
Or that is evaluating on their basis of what they've said.
Ahrar al-Sham is a Syrian liberated group, and they are among other Syrian army, among other Syrian...
The leader of Ahrar al-Sham told Al Jazeera that we share the same end goal as ISIL, an Islamic State. We only disagree on tactics. That's the group you're supporting.
They have different ideology, Mahdi.
That's not what he's saying.
Ahrar al-Sham is a moderate group.
A moderate group whose founder, Abu Khalid al-Suri, declared publicly that he was the representative of Ayman al-Zawahiri, the al-Qaeda leader in Syria.
No, they have nothing to do with it. I can guarantee you that they have no link
whatsoever. They're saying they have links.
No, this is...
You're saying they don't have links.
No,
the leaders of Ahrar al-Sham are saying we have links.
I am telling you that Ahrar al-Sham is a Syrian group. They look for their liberation. And they are working amongst another moderate group. And
so when the leader of Ahrar al-Sham tells Al Jazeera, as he did in 2013, that democracy is governing people according to the rules they please, we don't agree with democracy, is he lying?
You cannot have democracy off the shelf and just ask the people to have your democracy. Their goal is to bring the regime down because of the brutality.
By killing women and children, according to...
No.
According to Human Rights Watch, a report of October 2013, entire families were gunned down by rebel groups, including Ahrar al-Sham.
Rest assured, if Ahrar al-Sham committed such crimes as you are mentioning, then they will have a firm stand from the countries who consider them Syrian. I don't think Ahrar al-Sham committed any of these crimes.
Okay, well, you're here...
I'm not here to defend Ahrar al-Sham, by the way.
You are defending
no,
them.
No, not to defend them. I'm saying Ahrar al-Sham is among the other moderate groups who are struggling for their freedom. I have to be clear on this.
You've said you want to see a democratic Syria, a very noble goal. I think many people would agree with you on that. But given Qatar isn't a democracy itself, some people might